Is there any difference between a ruler and a leader? Of course, yes. Because the art of leadership is the ability to guide, inspire, and influence others towards achieving a common goal or vision. You're gonna find out in this section as our speaker tends to elaborate more and educate us on the topic, the art of leadership. Help me make welcome our amiable one and only speaker, Pastor Kayode Alowoja.
Upon his life, a right heart. Why? Because Daniel proposed in his mind he will never defile himself with king's meal. Paul is another example of a man that led his generation with a right heart. He made a statement in the book of Acts chapter 24 verse 16. He said, I always maintain a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. The right heart. The art of leadership starts from our hearts. Jesus lived a glorious life. Why? Because his heart was right with the Father. Tonight, if there is one prayer you are going to pray for you to be a great leader, is to pray that, Lord, let my heart be right with you. And that's why when Paul was talking in the book of Philippians, he said, let this mind be in you, which was in the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind, the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, be in you. The right heart for a right leader. To have a good leadership skill, your heart must be right. Why? Because the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 12, it said, throne is established by righteousness. Throne is established by righteousness. But when you look at the same version of message, the same chapter, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 12, message, say, good leaders hate wrongdoing of all kinds. Sound leadership has a moral foundation. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 12, message, sound leadership has a moral foundation. The foundation of a great leader starts from your heart. To have a good heart of leadership means for you to have a heart that value and respect the opinions and the contribution and input of others. Having a good heart is one thing. Ability to value and respect the opinion, the contribution, the input of others. And the journey of your leadership style helps you to be a great leader. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 tells us that we should esteem others better than ourselves. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. A great leader value, appreciate the input of the subordinates. He value their life, he value their opinion, he encourages to get better. And lastly, a great leader with a great heart that value and respect the opinions of others, live for the purpose and the will of God. Before you can talk that you are a great leader, you must determine to live for God's purpose. I must determine to live according to God's will. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world and he made a statement, said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." The reason why God has given him a name that is above every other name, just because he lived in the will of the Father. He lived according to the will of the Father during his earthly ministry. Acts chapter 13, verse 22. God is always looking for a leader that will do all his will. He's not looking for someone that will do part of his will. Acts chapter 13, verse 22. And when he has removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave a testimony and said, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my way." If you are talking about the art of leadership, God is looking for someone that will stand in gap, not to destroy the land, but such people must be ready to do all his will. The people of God tonight, in the course of this conference, in the course of this training, leadership training program, we need to position our mind. We need to position our life to do all the will of God. If you are going to get the best out of this program, you must be ready to obey all the laid down rules and regulations. You must be ready to do the right thing at the right time. Jesus lived to fulfill the will of the Father. Shall we rise? The Bible says, a throne is established by righteousness. True, sound, moral life, a life can be established for a great exploit. Your life can be a new life when you make a decision. Today is the first day. This is a charge to you and I. You can get all what God has packaged for us in this program when your heart is right. God can launch you into what he has destined you to be as a leader when your heart is right. Can we just close our eyes and ask the Lord? The Lord should prepare our hearts to be what he has designed us to be. The Lord, I surrender all unto you. My life is unto you. God raised David when God discovered that this man is ready to do all my will. David led his generation in the integrity of his heart and skillfulness of his hand. Majority of us, we are leaders in the house. Is your heart right with him? Can you ask the Lord, "Father, let my heart be right with you"? Can you check your life? How have you been living your life? You can't be a great leader when you fail to live according to God's will. The art of a leadership starts from the right mindset. Can you ask the Lord, Father, please walk upon my heart. I surrender all unto you. Walk upon my heart. For me to be a successful leader, a great leader in my generation, Lord, walk upon my heart. For me to be a great leader that will outlive my generation. A great leader outlive their generation. And the secret is the right heart. Lord, please walk upon my heart. Take away a stony heart from me. Give me the heart of flesh. A heart that is ready to do all your will. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to just raise up our hands and say, Lord, I surrender all unto you. All my life, my will, my inner being, all for you. Take control of my life. Take control of my thoughts. Take control of my thinking. Take control of my motive. Let all be for your glory. For me to fulfill your purpose and your mandate for my life. For me to live a life that will be a blessing to a generation unborn. So help me, God. Our Father, we bless your name. We have come to you with an open heart to live for you. We have come so that you can prepare our hearts to do all your will. We surrender our totality unto you. We want to be a great leader, and we discover that the foundation lies with the right heart. We ask, O Lord, that as many of your children that the enemy has been operating upon their heart against your will, that they are yet to give the totality of their life unto you. With the conversion of their mouth this evening, you will take charge of their hearts. Your light will shine upon their hearts, O Lord. And from henceforth, their life will continue to live and to fulfill your purpose and your mandate. As we continue this program, continue with us. Let each and every one of us enjoy the full benefit of this program. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.